Good morning, everybody. It's about 3 minutes after 9 o'clock on Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I call to order the meeting of the Storey County Board of Supervisors, meeting as Drainage District Trustees. We have one item on the agenda, which is to hear concerns or objections related to the proposed West Tile Annexation and Improvement of Drainage District Grant Number 5 from Eric Eady, attorney representing a landowner in the West Tile Annexation area. Judy, would you like to come forward and address us?
Yeah, I would. I was kind of set up over here, but I'll go over you want.
We get confusing on
yeah, it. looks like we've got a live mic over here. I see. Do we, Scott? We will have.
Oh, okay. I may have you. Oh, okay. Click it or whatever. If I need a live mic, I don't know if it sounds live to everybody. Well, right. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Chairman Merkin. I'm Eric Gady. I'm from the Nightmaster Law Office in Ames. I actually moved there 2 years ago. For 28 years prior to that, I worked, I was a solo practitioner for 15 years in Fort Dodge. And that's kind of where I cut my drainage teeth, because north central Iowa, a little bit more north of here and east of here, is where drainage districts are very, very predominant. And so I've done a lot of drainage work. I've represented counties. I've represented landowners. We really have a great drainage code. It's when as I get older and I look back and I see how these guys wrote this and implemented it from the 1800s, it's really unbelievable. And so I'm here today representing Martha Clifford, who's right back there. Martha, the landowner, is you pointed out in this West Annexation District, and. In some sense, I really feel like I'm representing the code because, again, I just feel so strongly about drainage, and I think that the county is so far off on this case that it really bothers me. I do appreciate the chance to come in here. This isn't really an objection, but it certainly is a comment, and luckily I think we have enough time to kind of salvage this. A little history, I went on the Ames Chamber trip to Bloomington, Indiana, and I got stuck on an airplane next to Marty Chitty, and I say that because if you know Marty, he's pretty good size. And so we got to know each other. I'd never met him before. He asked me what I did, and I mentioned something about drainage. He said, oh, wow, we have a real mess over there somewhere. Yeah, I didn't even know what he was talking about. You know, we have a real mess, PD5 over by Nevada, and we didn't get much more into it than that. And so that's where I was as far as the mess. And then Martha got directed my way by somebody who knew I did some drainage work, and that forced me to kind of dig into the mess here. And again, I know drainage pretty well. I've done a lot of it. And so I know Kent Rohde well. I've worked against him with him. And, all the engineers, it's a pretty small group of people. And I started to look at it, and I asked, Martha, what's going on? What's your beef? And she says, she basically said, I don't know. And if you ask her today, she's going to say the same thing, I don't know. And that's really the heart of the problem here. Nobody knows what, I hate to say nobody knows what they're doing, but it kind of looks that way. And again, that's really troubling to me. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm, preaching to you. I don't want to sound like an appellate. I was in a meeting last night. It was really disturbing with my wife, and we had to introduce ourselves and ask questions of our whoever these fellow participants, and the lady said, "Well, I knew you were a lawyer because the way you asked your question." So I hate that because I want this to be a way to kind of explain what I see here from my experience and on behalf of Martha, and also answer questions you might have. And I realize how difficult it is for drainage to be addressed by supervisors. One, because you're in a county that I don't think has that much. I mean, some counties, it's almost a daily. In Western County, if it isn't daily, in Boone County, Hamilton County, it's weekly where they're doing something. So they have just a better familiarity. Here, I think that's probably not the case. Plus, you do have a, kind of a complex issue here that originated before a lot of you, maybe even all three of you, really even on the board. So I understand the problems. And I really am, honest to God, I'm trying to help you, because what's good for Martha and every landowner in that district is good for the supervisors. And, a couple of tenets I always tell supervisors is supervisors should never be in a situation under the drainage code where there's a controversy. The code is designed that you guys are almost like your trustees, your referees, okay? It's more of a process-driven code. It's the landowner's land. It's their drainage. If they want it, fine. If they don't want it. you guys should never be forcing drainage, or you're in a position where you think you're forcing a project, and you see it all the time, and I don't understand it. Most of it's engineer-driven, I'll be honest. But the code covers everything that you need to do. And in this case, another central tenet of drainage districts, nobody can be assessed for an improvement in the drainage district unless they get a vote on it. Either at the time it was established in 1904, or when you decide to do an improvement later on, okay? And this case, and the one I introduced myself to Ethan earlier this spring, as I first represented Martha to kind of tell him, again, give him some initial background on this, but I just sent him a case. Last month, we had a case in Palo Alto County, exactly the same thing. This annexation is abused as a way to get more land in the district to pay, okay? Annexation is a very, it's a very good process when it's used correctly. I'm going to explain what I think is the proper use of annexation. But when you try to do it to get people to pay for an improvement, and particularly if you try to do it and they can't vote like is going on here, it's a problem. It's going to cause a lot of problems, and it's going to put you in a really bad position, I think, because the landowners, I have only reached out to a few other landowners. I didn't know any of them particularly. But I could see the map, and I reached out to probably four or five, and it's strange, but all of them say, I really don't know what's going on, which is odd, because you're talking about voting on it next month. And they say, pretty much to a person, I don't have a drainage problem. Okay, that's a little odd, when you got a $2 million project staring you in the face. And they don't really, they got that notice, and they don't really understand it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about, kind of what I see from those guys' standpoint, too, but... When you talk about annexation under the code, very code-driven. I mean, almost no gray, in fact, under the code on annexation. It's one of the best parts of the code. And generally, there's only two possible ways you can annex land if you're a supervisor. One is you make a determination, and these are findings in the code I'll show you in just a little bit. One is this land was missed initially when it was established. And that can happen. It's pretty rare. Sometimes, you got to remember, the people out there doing this work were literally using, mules and hand digging things in there. So occasionally they miss land that should have been put in this particular district, but it's amazingly accurate when you think about how long ago this was done. So occasionally you'll see that. Occasionally you see some politics that must have happened in the early 1900s or somebody just didn't want to be in the district and they weren't. But when you're looking at those, what you're talking about is very small parcels. And so when I look at an annexation map like this, that those pieces down there in the lower right, I could see where, okay, potentially, and those are actually kind of big, but I could see where there'd be nips on the edges usually that just got missed. But they're not very big typically. So either they're missed up front, or the only other finding you have to make under the code with respect to annexation is that there's been a change, either a geographic change, which, again, pretty rare. I could see where I-35 could be one of those in this case, but, you don't usually have big geographic shifts on the land here in Iowa. Or that the land in question is now benefited from an improvement and it wasn't at the time of establishment. So you could have an improvement made in the district long after it was established that provided drainage that was otherwise not provided to that land. So those, there's very reasonable times when you can have annexation. But when I see a map like that, I can almost tell you there's no way that land can get annexed in this district under the code, because it's just annexation is rare and it's very small typically. And the case law, Ethan, I'll send it to him. The case law is full of these cases where these, I call them land grabs. They're trying to get big chunks of land. And it's not because they can make a very good argument. I know we can't tell me that should have been in there originally. There's just no way that was missed. I don't care when this was set up. And what's happening in this case, which is troubling, is he's basically creating a new district for this west annexation tile. I mean, it'd be one thing if that land was getting pulled in to do something to help something under the current district. That would be troublesome. But to do it, to pull it in for an improvement that isn't even in the district, really doesn't even make sense to me. And that, I guess that's where the problem lies in this case.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, I want you to.
Have you listened to the audio tapes of all the discussions of the drainage district since 2015?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you two pieces of what I heard sitting out there, and then I've heard since 2017. It is I-35. That is what has changed in this, okay? And that this was brought up by landowners sitting in the audience over the time about that people were receiving benefits anymore, but the I-35 was. And then I'll go on, but I want to let you know that when you listen to those audio tapes, this was initiated by landowners who were saying, we can tell you since they built I-35 what has happened to drainage.
Yeah, I'm not discouraging from annexing, because you know, the district should be right. The boundaries need to be correct. But when you start mixing it with an improvement right out of the bat, you're going to have trouble. So if that land should be in the district, fine. Do your annexation report, and then it's done. Then work, and that's what I suggest. I wrote a letter to Ethan back in March. I sent it to Rody. I said, you know, that's step one. Do your annexations, because you should always do that. Every district should make sure that the right land is in there. And if I-35 changed it, fine. But again, there's a very detailed section in the code that I'll go over here. Did we lose Scott? I just reached at it and it shut down, but right when I reached on it. And then to get to the okay. And I read the, you know, again, I'm probably one of the few people that's actually read these reports, and they're actually pretty short as far as drainage district reports go historically. But the one that, you know, the original report came out in early 17, and if you read that, you know, what it tells me is you've got a district that's probably been neglected for a long time, and it has a ditch that definitely needs to be cleaned out. I mean, there's no question about that.
That is awfully hard to read.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe you could just send that to us so we could have a copy if you really want to look at it.
I think we can't make that bigger, or is that?
Yeah, on the top and bar is plus sign.
The plus sign above the J. Okay, that's very helpful.
Okay. Now, this is the annexation code. I just wanted to kind of, again, my goal here is just to kind of give you a little background, but again, annexation in and of itself is not a bad thing. Should always be done, but it's kind of its own separate little animal. And again, this is straight from the code. This is a copy, but it says, and I did these numbers because these are the kind of the findings that you have to have. But I read these reports, and again, you've got a ditch that needs to be cleaned out. As supervisors, you have to do that. That's a repair. And I don't know how we got to where we are today after reading that report. Because the report, you know, shows where, you know, you got a problem, you got railroad crossings, you got some big roads, you got some issues out there, but okay, deal with them. And instead, what it looks like to me happened is, and Rody, you know, drainage engineers they like to drain, and that's what they're paid to design things to drain. Okay, so that's what he did. He explained that you need to clean the ditch out, maybe expand it. He said you need to extend the main tile. Made sense to me. Then he starts talking about all these alternatives, you know, tiles, you know, all over again. You know, at some point, maybe true, but the heart of the matter was the ditch. And that got kind of overtaken, and we go from that in January of 17, now we're talking about taking 1,500 acres and putting a brand $2 million tile that doesn't, to me, look like it even drains into the district as the starting point. And it just doesn't make any sense to me at all why that is, other than one of the reasons would be all of a sudden I got 1,500 more acres that can also help me pay for that ditch. And if they should pay for it, they should pay for it. That's an independent, you know, an analysis as opposed to this new improvement. But in order to annex additional land, you've got to show that it's benefited by the improvement, or that the same or then receiving benefit or will be benefited by a repair or improvement. Now, this is key in this case to said district. Again, most annex cases that you'll see, the district says, oh, let's do this big project and, you know, let's try to get some more land in to help pay for it.
Okay. I just want to let you know we do have another meeting at 10 o'clock, and I don't know how long you were intending to present.
No, I don't know. I won't go near that. No.
Okay. We might want to have a few minutes before the 10 o'clock meeting.
Oh, sure. No, that's fine. Ethan can look this up. I mean, you got very specific findings on annexation, and that's fine if you want to go the annexation route. But what you'll see, if you look at the notice that was sent out to landowners in this case, it says sometime in late October, we're going to have this meeting where the first thing we're going to do that day is do this improvement, this $2 million improvement, and then later in the day we're going to accept the annexation report. So, again, it makes no sense. I don't know how you can do an improvement in a district that doesn't even exist. This plant isn't in a district at this point. I mean, it's backwards if you're going to do it.
You said our letter says we're going to do the improvement for some annexation. That's confusing because I think we specifically discussed at our last drainage district meeting or when we set the date, we need to do the annexation first and then do the improvement.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, I think you
hearing,
it with the
annexation
that you presented.
And then the bids.
Yeah.
That's what my notes.
Because we really...
Bids will be open at 9 a.m. on October 24th.
That's just opened.
Yeah.
We're not meeting to accept them now.
The engineer will take those bids back to his office to tabulate them.
But again, for the people in the district, there's no way the district, I think, that can say what the project is and what I'm going to pay for it, which is what you'd expect if you're going to assess someone for this money. They'd know exactly, what the project is, where it is, and how much I'm going to pay for it. Because again, annexation, if you go on and read the code, designed to be combined with classification. Again, Ethan can go through that with you. But typically, you'll have a classification hearing usually at the same time. And that's further on in the code. So again, really troubling here that we're that far into an improvement that you even got bids out there for something for land that hasn't even been annexed. And when you look at the annexation, again, I've seen annexation reports, and the code says they're supposed to be, you can read it. They've got to examine the lands, make a survey and plat thereof showing their relation, elevation, and condition of drainage in reference to the established district, then make and file with the auditor report as if it was an original district. So it's designed to be very, scientifically based to get land into a district. I'm reading Rody. I got a one-page little letter to the supervisors that says, hey, this land has benefited. It's 1,500 acres has benefited. It should come in. I mean, it does not meet that. Again, there's a lot of case law out there that will explain, that what it says there is what you need. You need a survey. Everybody in the district should be able to tell you what the elevation of the land is, what the reference is to the existing. So annexation reports are designed to be, pretty scientifically precise as to the benefit being received. And the fact that the fact that the water flows to the southeast from there, that doesn't justify annexation. There's a lot of cases on that, too, because they have to materially benefit from either the tile or the district now. And the landowners I've talked to up there...
What's that will be benefited?
Are you talking about a number two, the first number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, will be benefited.
Or will be benefited.
Yes, to said district, okay? So, again, if you guys were designed, if you're doing a repair of the main tile, okay, in the current district, yes, you might annex. Again, it's always a little dangerous to annex right before you're going to assess somebody, but that would make more sense to me. But it's got to be in the district. You don't create, you don't add the land and then do an improvement in that part that you're adding.
I'm going to leave that to our attorney on that one, but thank you for clarifying.
In other words, you don't have these people on this west annexation, that's not a district. There's no improvement to that district because there isn't even a district yet. That's what I'm saying. You're doing, it's a little cart before the horse. It's actually a little worse than that, but you've got this proposed improvement to a bunch of land that is not in a drainage district, and you're trying, you've already gone all the way back, you got the bids, I guess, on this improvement. And yet it isn't even in the district. So that's designed, again, that if you're designing an improvement or repair in DD5, expanding main tile, a lot of things, you should be making sure that everybody who's benefited from that is annexed. I mean, that's pretty typical.
I have a question for staff here. I believe back in my office, I have a much thicker previous report from Mr. Rohde on Drainage District 5.
When we got last month?
No, this goes back 2017 or 18.
It's not an annexation report, but yes,
no.
There was a.
Did it mention in there about the west area? And thank you, because I didn't have time.
Well,
that,
you know, that's where the whole west tile came in, because again, if you look,
yeah,
if you look at the January 17 reports, they're not even a mention of the west tile.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. This project's kind of morphed from what looked to be, okay, I get it. You got a district that's not draining very well. Here's some issues, and then it morphs, and it's like, well, let's try to do something up in the west, because even though the real problem is in the heart of the district.
And this is once again just to throw out here. This was initiated. The actual, let's please look at the west area, was initiated by the residents of the current district. And it had nothing to do, per my belief, there's no discussion about money now about that or who was going to share stuff. It was initiated by the people who spoke up because they were concerned about, since I-35 drainage flow had changed east of I-35. The other thing that was of concern is that at the same time, the city of Ames was annexing about 1,300 acres to create an industrial park, and as a result of that, the city of Ames was even sitting in the audience about where do we put in utilities, who goes first. We had to go back to our attorneys to say, drainage district gets to say, you know, where you're going to, or what level you're going to put in utilities or whatever. So I don't at any point ever in my memory sitting out there and then up here ever remember this discussion being initiated by the Board of Supervisors. Instead, we've been responding to what a lot of concerns are about what will happen. And that's why I'm interested in continuing to focus on this will be benefit.
Well, can I ask some clarification?
Sure.
You're saying the people who came to us, and I wasn't on the board then,
yes.
I was
mm-hmm.
Supervisor Hedden, so this is useful, were people who live in the area which is proposed for annexation?
No,
both. Actually, there were a couple people who own land in the west area. We'll have to go back. I'm going to refer that back to Scott and the Tates and Darren maybe. But I believe there were a couple people sitting out there. Roger Smith comes to Roger. It's wrong. The wrong name.
Dennis.
Roger Engstrom has been here since the beginning, and I believe he may own both in and out.
Yes, okay. I mean, okay. And that's just a little. Yeah. What happened was, you know, this started to get, okay, now we're going to start to deal with this ditch. Apparently, we're 15 or whatever.
Right.
So, Black Earth Farms, I've read the petition. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, please look at this. I think land outside the district is affected. Pretty difficult. That's fine. Do your annexation report. And but that didn't happen. And that's where this thing got off rails right away. That's fine. If there's, like I told you, if there's land outside the district, you benefit, annex it. But don't do an improvement and then annex it in. I mean, it's just
we're not doing an improvement and then annexing.
Well, don't do, you know, don't basically do, I mean.
On the same day?
Well, not, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't even.
We gave 41 days notice to everybody in the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we did give notice. And we're going to have a public hearing, and I believe we can listen to anybody from the area to be annexed, as well as people already in the district. So I know that was a concern out of the Palo Alto case, that people weren't listened to because they weren't in the district.
And that's kind of what's being proposed here. Rohde thinks that because you can't have a remonstrance on a annexation, that he's going to run this improvement on these people without them voting on it.
So what's the vote? I'm confused about the vote. I understand the petitions, but
right. Anytime you have an improvement in the drainage district, the landowners get the opportunity to kill it if they want by a sufficient vote.
Well, that's a petition.
No.
No.
That's actually called a remonstrance. The petition would be someone just petitioning you as trustees. I've got a problem. Look into it. Could be all sorts of.
They could start a piece of paper at the meeting, correct? Right. I mean, so this. One of my questions when we set these dates and set the process for that date, October 24th, you're saying it is? Okay. is that I said, well, what if the people come and they speak against the annexation and that we, the trustees, vote not to do the annexation or vote to extend? We're not going to go ahead with voting on the improvement that night. I said, do we not have that right as trustees to put the brakes on or extend? And we were told yes. And that, I mean, that's part of why you want to do the annexation and have that public hearing, or have the public hearing there on the annexation, have the discussion on the annexation, and then we move to, do we want to address the improvement that night? So I'm a process person too, Eric, if you kind of know.
Well,
so I hear that, but that's why we did it in that order.
Right, but the, you know, when you say people are going to object to the annexation, one, the report doesn't tell me what I need to know. I can't tell any individual piece of property. I mean, I'm from a poor, so I've been to a lot of drainage hearings that are borderline violent. I mean, that October one, it was set up to be just horrible because nobody knows what you're doing in the West District or how much they got to pay. That's all people want to know. I mean, again, it's almost elementary. They should be provided with a sheet that says, first you should be annexed in. Boom, done. And you're annexed in based on whether you're materially benefited from the district, okay? Don't do it with this improvement in the West District because we don't even know what it is, okay? So if we're material benefit from the district as it sits right now, we should be in there. Stop. That's what you should do. Then if Rody comes in and says, I want to do this, this, and this, and one of them might be the West, put in this West tile, okay, then what happens? Then you have the hearing for these people. We're past annexation because that's a whole different line of thought. People aren't going to come in here and object to the annexation. They're going to come in and object to the improvement. If there was no project designed and no $1.99 million floating around, much different hearing, much better hearing, quite frankly, and that's what should happen. We should get the annexation figured out. Then you move to whatever you want to do within the district, and you can better allocate who has to pay for it. And if you read the annexation code later on, it's all tied to getting that land that you pull in classified. So everybody knows for every $1,000, and Scott can tell you this, that you've got classification schedules for every district, so those people know exactly what they're going to be. That's the problem you've got in here. These people are going to object. It's not a, in their mind, it's not an annexation hearing. They're going to come in here and say, what am I paying $1.9 million for? I have no idea. And it is true. They don't. There's nothing in there to show them. And Rody sits there in his report and says, wow, we can do that later or something, figure out the project. I'm just telling you. I mean, again, I've only talked to two people, one of whom is Elwell. And Elwell, it makes this an interesting case, too, because like you said, if you've got industrial, you got the city of Ames, the district has to really tread lightly on the west side of this district because you've got a lot of stuff in the future. Why would you want to put it, the first thing you do in this troubled district is put a brand new tile on the west side where I don't think you're going to find a whole lot of support. I mean, we'll all see on the 24th, but be prepared. And force that on these people when all the reports say the ditch is the problem. And if Elmo is going to develop that land sometime, it's unlikely that the current design plan is going to be, you know, anticipate how that's going to happen.
And that was a big factor of discussion. Once again, listen to these tapes of the previous discussions. Is that the discussion was a little bit what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I'm telling you from the discussions, okay? And the fact that we know development's going to occur when, if, and then therefore, what impact or mitigation would occur during that development? That has been, I'm going to believe that when Marty Chitty told you that it was a mess, it was about all the plans being done and what do we do and how do we solve it in the order we solve it.
Yeah, he was talking about the ditch. I think it was a farmer. You got a problem with a railroad crossing that I think is jammed up somewhere. But
right.
But again, would you think Rody would have talked to Elmo about what is he did? I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you. You're going to hear a lot of stuff. I'm trying to help you guys all the
okay,
time.
And I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with hearing Rody.
I say the same thing. Kel was here. I mean, okay. I told him. I've written him. I called him. Elmo's called him. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm really trying to help you.
We don't have anything for action on our agenda today. It's just to
thank
you to hear
I just want to start there.
Do you have any time or have you pretty much told everything that you wanted to?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you had any questions, I'd answer them. But if it's a chicken and the egg, it's sanitation first. And it's a separate process, wholly separate, and you shouldn't combine it.
Our assistant county attorney is here, so I'm going to ask him if he has anything that he wants to say at this point.
No, I certainly think I agree with Kent or with Eric that it's unusual to have that west main tile with a new outlet. That's certainly unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And it is unusual that you're annexing a large area. But again, I fall back with Boris on that. It will be improved or will be improved. And that, once it's annexed, it's part of the district. And it's in.
No, but it's two set district. I mean, you know, if you had an improvement or repair in DD5 right now, again, district, a lot of them propose, that's when you're going to take a look and see what needs to be in there. This is a step removed. That was a Palo Alto case. You know, they're going to put in a new tile in the district. They wanted more land. This case, this isn't even in the district. It's like, wow, you're basically creating a district here. I mean, any way you slice it, that's what's going on.
Just so that I clarify, if they annex it, then it's in the district. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are you talking about for a new district? Because he's just saying once you annex it, it's in the district.
It's in Grant 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when you do, I mean, this approval has basically been, I mean, it's gone a long way. I mean, you've obviously got design plans and you've got costs. Nobody in the district knows anything about that. And so you're telling them on the same day you're going to open bids, which is, I mean, these people don't even know what it is, and you're opening bids. I'm just kind of getting the idea of what the other mindset is out here. So,
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate your comments there. I just want to make it clear, though, that because you keep saying it's going to be a whole new district, but it sounds like it's not a whole new district. It's going in.
Right, but conceptually, what you're doing here is you're designing a new tile for land that's currently. You designed a new tile for land that is not in drainage district. That's what you've done so far. That's what I'm saying. It's conceptually like a new district. Even though you're couching it and saying, well, we're going to, yeah, we've got this whole improvement we designed, we're going to annex it in.
Okay. I appreciate that, but I don't want to go on saying it's a new district when it's not a new district.
Yeah.
So,
but then you need to ask your engineer, do you expect that these people in the West District get to vote on this improvement project?
I guess it's the final comment offered. I'm aware, if you're talking to Scott and others, that there is support in the West annexation area for this drainage, that they want this to happen. Now, is that everyone? Is that your
family? Yeah, I don't know.
No, but there are people that want this to happen. And again, I'd like to review more closely the annexation report to see if it has some of the stuff in there that's required. But for today, thank Eric for bringing this stuff to the board's attention.
That's all I was trying to do is trying to revert up.
I have a question for Eric about timing then. All right. Given following through on your aggregate and timing, okay. So what would be acceptable, and I'm asking only for my own kind of thought. Like I said, I'm a process person here. Okay. So if we separated and had one meeting for annexation and then had a separate meeting for the improvement, what is an acceptable or usual time for split those two up?
Well, I think what the people would expect is if you're going to annex me in, first give me a report that proves I'm materially benefit. Okay, don't give me a one-page letter because it's troubling. So if you do the annexation report, part of that will be you're also going to do a classification on this land. And they'll say free classification or whatever. But I mean, you're going to have a general idea that this land is nearest where this, you know, gets the most benefit. This land's over here, gets leased. So they have a formula, it's a four-factor test. So that they basically know, and Scott, you've done it before in all your other districts, there's a classification. So it's annexation and classification. So everyone knows, okay, I'm materially benefited, I'm in the district, and I agree, or they proved it to me. And here's what my benefit is. This is what they've calculated. This, my piece of land is here, it's got this much benefit. Fine, everybody's happy. Then, however long it takes, you know, this is timing, I mean, you know, 30 days. Then you say, okay, we've established who's in the district and what their benefit is, you know, like we should have. Then we've got an improvement proposed. Here it is, $1.9 million. here's exactly where the tile goes, here's exactly the size of it, here's exactly what your assessment would be based on whatnot. Then they come in, so you prove to them that they got to be in the district. Then they come in and they get to talk about this, you know, then you decide, you know, hey, I really want it. And again, from a supervisor standpoint, you just sit back and say, hey, you know, it's your district. This is we hired the engineer, we got the plan, it's $1.9 million, he thinks it's going to drain your land better. No farmer in Iowa isn't going to want better drainage. So, I mean, the supervisor should never be in a tough spot. You just put that improvement out there and see what happens.
What I'm hearing is not as much as the time, but the steps is what I hear Eric saying. And the steps, and we can't take any action on that today.
No, I know.
And I would, I guess, look at our county attorney and our engineer, our drainage clerk, to maybe, you know, look at this a little further for us.
I mean, if we have a chance before I've been to the 24th meetings where I didn't get a chance to say this, and they're terrible. They're terrible for you. They're terrible for the landowners. They usually result in a lawsuit. It's always bad. Because, again, tell the people if all they know, then it's just a matter of them voting on it, and you don't have to worry about it. But I've done it. I've looked at these hard. These people live there. They don't know what they're supposed to pay. They don't know where the tile is. Nobody knows.
Okay, I just know that this has been going on quite some time. And I think what you're looking at requesting is more time. I'm hearing that this is, we're in doing this because of requests of landowners both in the existing Drainage District 5 and in the area that's proposed for annexation. Doesn't sound like it's unanimous, but that's what we've heard, is that people have come to us. So we'll take it under advisement. And any other questions from anybody before we...
None. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Olson?
Aye.
Fetton?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good to see you again, Eric.
Yeah.
So, for both Eric and Ethan, I just want you to know I have more admiration for people who work on drainage.